There are 2 days of the year when the church calls us to sing what's called a sequence right after the gospel, Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday. So that was a beautiful prayer. It's called Come Creator Spirit. Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Creator Spirit. So if you ever get a chance to look up the words of that song, it's a beautiful song that extols the Holy Spirit. In the spiritual life, there's no such thing as being neutral. In the gospel, Jesus says, you're either with me or you're against me. In the book of Revelation, when someone tries to be neutral or lukewarm, the risen Jesus says, because you're neither hot nor cold, I will spew you from my mouth. Either we live by the spirit that is holy, or we live by the spirit that is evil. The Holy Spirit is about unity in diversity. Unity in diversity. And about clarity in purpose. Diversity in the world is not about either division or chaos. God doesn't want us all to be the same. But he does want us all to be united in his spirit. The Holy Spirit also brings clarity to our lives, not necessarily answers, but a constant reminder of our purpose, created for heaven, created for love, and created to serve. An evil spirit makes us confused about our purpose. Am I here for God? Or rather for me? For the world? A quote that's usually associated with St. Augustine says, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. Those three characteristics, unity, liberty, and charity, are characteristics of the Holy Spirit. You and I, who have been given the incredible gift of the Holy Spirit in the temple of our bodies, right? Must ask ourselves, do my actions and words foster unity in my family and in my church? Do my actions and words encourage liberty? And do they always, always show forth charity? In the gospel, Jesus describes the Holy Spirit as an advocate for us with the Father. An advocate is an intercessor, one who pleads on our behalf, goes to bat for us. The whole of the Mass could be described as a great act of intercession or advocacy to the Father on our behalf. Now, very specifically, though, the universal prayer or prayer of the faithful is a great act of intercession. So right after we say the creed, right, then we have the prayer of the faithful. And this is why the church says that only the baptized can truly participate in the prayer of the faithful, because the definition of the faithful are those who have received the Holy Spirit in baptism. And only with that Holy Spirit can we truly intercede with the Father. One of the gifts of baptism is what we call the priesthood of the laity. Now, what does that mean? It means that you are responsible to offer worship, to place your intentions on the offerings of the Mass here on the altar, but also to offer prayers of intercession for yourselves and others. The prayer of the faithful is the explicit exercise within the Mass of your baptismal priesthood. These prayers are important not only as a way to pray for, to care for the needy, including ourselves, but also because when the Father hears you, the baptized, praying, he hears Christ praying. By virtue of the Holy Spirit given at your baptism, you are the body of Christ, and you have to continue to be the voice of Christ in the world, praying for the needs of the church, the world, and each and every one of us. These prayers that we offer here not only benefit the people who are prayed for, they're also important simply as an exercise of your baptismal priesthood. Priesthood is something that I think should be exercised as much as possible in the world. Not just the ministerial priesthood, but your baptismal priesthood. Now, Adam and Eve were created to be priests in the temple of the created world. But when they rejected God, they also rejected their priestly vocation. They lost the Spirit. When we are baptized into Christ, we're restored. The Spirit is restored to us, and we are restored to our original calling to sanctify creation through sacrificial prayer and offering. And the prayer of the faithful is a beautiful way to fulfill your calling in that regard. So think about that. How much do you intercede for the church and the world outside of Mass? As a member of the baptized, that's part of your calling. That's part of your purpose. On a practical level, the prayer of the faithful is a way to teach the baptized how to pray, how to exercise your priestly calling well. In the letter of St. James in the New Testament, he writes that our prayers are not answered because we don't ask rightly. So we should never hear, for example, a petition at Mass that only benefits me, right? Lord, we ask that Father Dan win the lottery and get $1 million. Let us pray to the Lord. That's good. You're not supposed to pray that. That's a good thing. Or we should not also ever pray a petition that hurts somebody, right? So, Lord, we pray that so-and-so may be cursed with the flies of 1,000 camels. We pray to the Lord. Good. Don't say, Lord, hear our prayer for that either. You know, anything like that. We have to be humble in our prayers, because we don't always know what's best to ask for. And the most important prayer of all, the Our Father, Jesus taught us to pray, Thy will be done. You know? Well, there are lots of things that I think should be done, like win the lottery once in a while. But I also don't realize all the consequences of my prayer. You know, sometimes, for example, suffering is a blessing. In which case, perhaps my prayer should not be so much take away my suffering, but give me the grace to accept my suffering, so that what seems like a weakness may become, in fact, a strength for myself and others. So if you are ever asked to write the prayers of the faithful, I hope that you say yes, if you're baptized. But it's a serious task. It's not an easy task. It's a training ground in how to pray. We're always asked for the prayer of the faithful. The church calls us to ask for at least 4 petitions in that prayer. We're bound to pray for the church, for the world, for the needy, and for the local community. So the petitions, this is kind of interesting, the petitions are normally not addressed to God, to the assembly, to the baptized. The lector comes up and is informing the community of the need, of the subject matter for your baptismal priestly intercession. So here's the need, and then the lector says, let us pray to the Lord, to which then the community as a whole, exercising your priestly mission, responds, Lord, hear this prayer. Hear our prayer. The prayer of the faithful is an important way for us to learn how to pray and to pray rightly. It's an important exercise of our baptismal priesthood, of offering intercession. And it's an important way to care for the needy, and to keep ourselves unstained by the world by exercising those petitions. You should exercise your priesthood as much as possible. It's good for the world, it's good for the church, and it's good for you. So your homework for the week, I encourage you to write your own prayer of the faithful this week, at the very least for the church, for the world, for the needy, and for the local community. And to pray them every day this week, exercising your baptismal priesthood for the church and for the world.